The pizzeria that supported Indiana's controversial religious freedom law has reopened. Memories Pizza shut down for 8 days after its support of Indiana's law caused gay rights activists to protest the business. Supporters rushed to the restaurant's aid, raising more than $800,000 in a crowdfunding campaign. The owner says Memory Pizza reopened last night to a full house. Brandon Smith is State House reporter for Indiana Public Broadcasting. He joins us now. And Brandon, last week, Indiana Governor Mike Pence signed a revised version of the law to ensure that businesses could not discriminate against gays and lesbians as part of this religious freedom law. Is the reopening of this pizzeria a sign that things are getting back to normal in Indiana?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, that was always the hope after the governor signed that what they called the follow-up bill or the trailer bill to the religious freedom law. That was always the hope, is that that would kind of quell the outrage that had erupted over Indiana's so-called RFRA law, and that things would start to get back to normal. It would quiet down. The legislature has about 3 weeks left in its session, so it's doing the normal work it had been doing before and after the law had been signed into law.
And there was a question about whether the legislature would put into effect even broader protections for gays and lesbians, put that into Indiana state law. People were saying that that should be done to really ensure that there is not any discrimination. Is that likely to happen before the legislature finishes up?
No, that's absolutely not going to happen before the legislature wraps up at the end of April. And lawmakers, when they were talking about this follow-up bill, said that, made that very clear, that 4 weeks was not enough time to have a debate of that magnitude, a policy shift of that magnitude discussed at the legislative level. But they did acknowledge that this was really the start of that debate. So what we'll likely see is next year, when they come back for the session in January of 2016, we'll likely see the debate over enshrining gay rights into the state civil rights statute. We'll likely see that debate take place then.
As we remember, the business community played a big role in pressuring the legislature to make changes to the law, and Indianapolis just got done hosting the NCAA Men's College Basketball Championship, and the NCAA had been vocal about this. Is there a feeling that any permanent damage has been done to Indiana's reputation because of all of this?
I'd say the sentiment is that there will only be permanent damage if Indiana doesn't go about things the right way moving forward. Immediately beginning after the law was signed, was passed and then signed into law by the governor, and then through the follow-up bill, and now since then, there's been an intense pressure by the business community, like you mentioned. Businesses, particularly here in Indianapolis, created an Indy Welcomes All campaign, a marketing campaign. There were T-shirts all over the place, stickers on businesses that say, you know, we serve everyone, we welcome everyone. And so the sense is, if we in Indiana want to recover from the damage that was caused by RFRA, we have to be, you know, bend over backwards to make it clear we are welcoming. The Indianapolis Tourism Bureau has a section on its website for LGBT-friendly things to do in Indianapolis. So bars, restaurants, you know, normal activities like going to the zoo, but also pointing out a popular gay bars downtown, that sort of thing.
Well, and in fact, the Grand Marriage Equality Wedding Expo is coming to Indianapolis this weekend. So that debate will continue about how the gay community feels about all of this. But Brandon, let me ask you about the other side of this. We mentioned Memories Pizza. The pizzeria got crowdfunded to the tune of $800,000. It shows there's clearly support for this law in Indiana.
Yeah, there was still support for the law even after all of the backlash and all of the outrage. They said it was manufactured by conservative organizations, say that the outrage was manufactured by gay rights organizations to advance their own agenda, and they opposed the follow-up bill that came after the original law was signed. They aren't happy, certainly, about the way this all went down. They see it as in many ways a loss. There were some who said that the way the follow-up bill was crafted, it actually made it worse than if the legislature had not passed any law at all. So they're not happy about this, but they've stayed sort of quiet in the wake of all of the backlash and the recovery, if you will. But if they're going to have that gay rights debate next year, they will come out in force.
Brandon Smith, State House reporter with Indiana Public Broadcasting. Brandon, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.